Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on Sports. Just get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter, app on Sports. Joined by my friendo, Casey Bubba, at BDNTrick on the Twitter machine. If you guys know anything about when we record this, you know that it is immediately after Thursday Night Football. Most weeks, some weeks we do it before Thursday Night Football. This week just happened to be a week where we're doing it after the game. And it just also happens to be the first Steelers game I streamed over the 7 years I've been making content for my listeners. And the Steelers lost barely at the end of the game after having the worst performance I've ever seen them have in the first half. So before I get into ranting and raving like an absolute lunatic, Bub, what is going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Obviously, as the listeners can tell, much better than you right now. I'm good. Just chilling. Thursday Night Football. If you want to hear something bad when it comes to the football game, I'm facing Dalvin Cook this week. I mean, so that's fun. Yeah. That's fun right out the gate. So I feel part of your pain, I guess. But other than that, life is good. My Black Book stuff's done. Just relaxing.
I mean, this is a career high for Dalvin Cook, I believe. 205 yards on 27 carries, 2 touchdowns as well. Huge catch.
What shoulder?
For 17 yards. I mean, he has 2 touchdowns and 0 labrums. So
they're overrated.
This game was absolute insanity. I don't know that I've seen maybe since the Oilers and Bills in the divisional round in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, whenever
Frank
that
Reich,
was,
baby.
The Frank Reich game. I don't remember a comeback this fast and furious that almost happened.
Hey, someone said it. Do you agree that someone tweeted out, like, I think it was maybe a touchdown game at the time. If the Steelers come back and win, Zimmer cannot even leave in like his vehicle. He has to get fired immediately.
I mean, how though? Like, that's not on Zimmer. That's execution, you know, and that's what, like, people are talking about. Should Tomlin be fired? I'm like, for what? Having Henry Mondo at nose tackle? That's his fault. You know, look, we're going to get into it. Right. So I'm just going to keep myself calm here for a second, and we're going to hit a break. When we come back, we will dive headfirst in this game. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. You guys know that means Casey Bubba joins me at the answer on the Twitter machine. Bubba, tell everyone about the great stuff and things across the world that you're doing. That Black Book's got to be done now, right?
Yeah, it is submitted. It is done. It's edited. And it's, as we record, it's December 9th. You guys will be listening about the 11th or 12th. Amazon, December 15th. It's yours. Oh. So we are less than a week away to getting that up and running. So that'll be a beautiful thing. I believe it's the 10th year of the Black Book. It's the 3rd year I've been privileged enough to be asked to be a part of it, which is pretty darn cool. Did the catchers and first baseman this year. So one of it's like labor of love. The other one was pretty cool. So that was a fun deal. Also, my written content at rotoballer.com and Fantasy Degens. My rankings are at Fantasy Degens. Drop some catcher primer stuff today. We'll have more positions coming through that. The Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you a few times a week for your fantasy baseball needs. Got the Line Star show with yours, with Bogman, your guys is truly, and much, much more. So check all the fun stuff out there. Check me on Twitter at BD Hendrick, and you'll get everything you need from me.
All right, so let's just go through the scoring of this game. I think that might be the easiest way to handle this thing. If you guys watched the first two drives, two missed field goals started this game, and it still went way over, by the way. Mm-hmm. Two missed field goals. Greg Joseph misses a 54, 56, somewhere in that. It was a long one. He misses it. Chris Boswell, who had missed one all year, misses a 49-yarder indoors. Very, very strange. And then you think, okay, you know, maybe we're going to see a back and forth game here. Not so much, really. It was domination by the Vikings in the first half. They scored a touchdown, missed the extra point. Justin Jefferson, next score is a field goal, a 38-yarder that Joseph hit. So that's 9-0. Then two touchdowns, both by Dalvin Cook before the half. So at this point at the half, it is 23-0. And I'm just pretty much done at this point. I told my guys that were watching it, the stream on our Patreon, look, I told them when we started, if this gets to 21 zip, because Welsh and I in Madden, we have a rule when we're playing on our Twitch. If it gets to a 3-touchdown lead, the other person is allowed to punch out. I mean, you can concede defeat at any point, right? But it's kind of a bitch way to go about things. So we make it a 3-touchdown rule and then you can punch out. And I kind of said, look, we're going to have the same thing before it kicked off. We're going to have the same thing here. It's going to be 3 touchdowns and then I'm out, you know? So it was 23 zip at halftime. I was like, well, I have to stay till the end of the third quarter. I promise these guys I would do this. Right. So
I'm so bummed I was not available to jump on because I was, it would have been great.
So we get back from the half. Two more field goals from the Vikings. So it is now at this point, it is 29-0 in the game. I'm running the clock down, ready to turn it off. So Welsh hits me up. He goes, "Oh, come on." I said, "Well, I'm going to punch out at the end of the third quarter." He's like, "I mean, I'll still come on. That's fine."
So, honestly, I was expecting a text message saying, "Do you want to record early?"
Well, look. As bad as the Steelers lose, I will watch the game till the end every single time. So I will never, if the Steelers are playing, I will never leave early or do any of that stuff. So, they scored a touchdown at the end of the third quarter, 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. They score a touchdown and then they get a pick right after that. Another Najee touchdown, this time a rushing one. And then another pick from Kirk Cousins. They get another touchdown, this one to James Washington. And then you start thinking, maybe there's something here. And then Kirk Cousins throws a 62-yard touchdown pass to KJ Osborne. And I think, all right, nah, we got nothing here. Then, you know, both teams stick around for a little bit. Ben throws a touchdown with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to Pat Freiermuth. And here we go. Okay. You know, down by 16. Now we're down by 8. Get the 2-point conversion. And Minnesota has the ball. They can't get their first down. They punt it. The Steelers have it all the way down at the 6 with 2 minutes left. They have this amazing drive. Just one of the better endings of a football game this season, even though my team is on the wrong side of it. Right. I understand that, but Pat Freiermuth comes up with the catch almost in the end zone, but Harrison Smith knocks it out of his hands at the last second. I mean, he got hit by Kendricks and another guy at the same time. So it's one of the hardest catches ever. If he comes down with that, just couldn't do it. And they would still have needed the 2-point conversion after that too. So didn't work out for the Steelers, but an incredibly entertaining game. And I don't know, man, for fantasy purposes, you got everything you probably could have wanted out of this game outside of a Deontay touchdown. And but I went from despising Claypool and ready to cut him to rooting for him to score at the end of the game. You know, this is maybe the most up and down game I can ever remember watching in Steelers history. You know, it's just the first and second half were unbelievably wild, but Pittsburgh drops to 6-6-1. Vikings are 6-7. So I know I ate up most of this time here, Bub, but your thoughts on the Thursday night football magic that we had here.
I was going to let you have the whole time because you need this. This is like, get it off your chest stuff. Right. Yes. Like I'll be here to get the comedic jabs, but you just, you let loose, my friend. It's okay. But it's what, like we talked about on the Lion Star show, like when we give our picks and we talked about it on the preview show this week, it's these teams don't play defense. And the Vikings always let teams come back. Are they always play down? Like they always play with the competition to make a game close. They just don't run away with a football game. So when
and they've been terrible in one score games. This game makes them 5-7 in one.
And they almost lost it. Like it fall in the end zone. When it was 29-0, I'm like, literally, I'm saying, who are these guys? Like, where's this been? What the heck's going on? I know it's a short week. Weird things happen, but it wasn't like a lot of crazy injuries that should have made it 29-0. Like it was really bizarre. But the Vikings did Vikings things. Primetime Cousins did Primetime Cousins things. He's been very good this year of not throwing picks, two big picks. It made it for a fun game. We both liked the Vikings. We both liked the over. It kind of, like you said, did everything we want. The only thing it didn't do is, you know, if you have Boswell in fantasy, that was a bummer because he missed field goals. They went for two a lot. So he didn't get you what you should have got out of him. He's been very reliable this year, but most people don't care about my kicking problems. Because I have other problems in the world, like rostering Pat Mahomes this year. That's been so awesome.
Yeah.
But, it was a great game. Jefferson did his thing. Osborne filled in admirably. I guess Conklin could have done more. That's maybe the biggest one. That's maybe the biggest, like, player you clown on because you said Claypool, Freiermuth, Devontae, Najee. They all did it. So it was a great game. It was a great game. I know the result is not what you wanted. I get that, but the Dolphins bandwagon will give you the same disappointment in a few weeks. It's what they do too. So it's the world, it's the way of the world. Just know you're not out of it yet because you're 6-6-1. The North is still a mess, and the AFC is a mess. Yeah, so with that with the seven spots, you could sneak in, and technically, it's anybody's game at that point.
Yeah, I guess. I think the issue here is that Steelers had no sacks against Minnesota, not one. And T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith, the two best pass rushers on the team, both hurt in this game. Balanced. So I know that T.J. has a groin, so we'll see what happens there. They said Alex Highsmith with a knee injury, so don't know. But, I mean, there are so many guys, and I was lamenting this on my stream on our Patreon, too, when it was happening. There are guys on this roster that do not belong in the NFL. They have no business on an NFL roster at all. And some of them are what you would consider good players, first round picks. I mean, Devin Bush wouldn't start for most teams. And he had more plays in this game than I think I've seen him have the entire season. And he was still miserable. Henry Mondeau, not an NFL player. Derek Tuska, not an NFL player. I'm sure these guys are great people, right? I'm not, you know, trying to knock their character as a human being, but watching them play in the NFL against other NFL players, they're not at that level. They're just under it. They're still some of the best football players on the planet, but they're not good enough to be in the NFL. And that's, you know, you're not going to win with those guys playing too many plays on your team. But when we come back, we'll be talking about the rest of the Sunday action happening this week. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter app. Scott Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba at BDentric on the Twitter. All right, I'm going to lay the Steelers game down. All right, there's only so much I can talk about it and be miserable and all that great stuff. So let's talk about these other games that are going to happen this Sunday. And you guys know how we work it. If you want to hear our picks, the Welsh and I did that in hour one and partly in hour two. So you can roll back and listen to hour one and two for picks. Bubba and I do it on Line Star. So if you want to check out the pre-snap podcast, you know, any of your podcast providers have that. We do DFS, we do picks, we do Thursday Night Showdown, and we do a look ahead and wrap up for the next week. So four podcasts a week for you guys. So please check that out if you would. But for this, we just talk about what we want to see happen in these games, right? Regardless of what we picked and what our fantasy team is like. Sometimes it can't have a fantasy angle, but Baltimore on the road against Cleveland in this game. Cleveland, a 2-point favorite, Bub. How do you see this one playing out? And do you have a preference here of who wins?
I'd like to see Cleveland win. I'd like to see them come out for bye week, maybe in a week to get Baker healthy. It would be nice to see Cleveland win. I think they do win with the injuries to Baltimore. I would like to see a semblance of a passing game from Baltimore. I just don't believe it is there because of all the injuries and the way they're playing right now. But I think Cleveland wins. And most importantly, I hope the clock just ticks in this game because they run the ball a ton.
Yeah. I think I have to root for Cleveland to win here because they're 6-6 and Baltimore is 8-4. So
yes, you have no choice.
Try to climb back in here, but also I like Cleveland in this game. I think, you know, we talked about this earlier, but if you guys have been watching the Ravens, I think the Ravens may be the most impressive team in the NFL this year for what they have done with the amount of injuries they've had has been outstanding. And they've lost too many players. I think you have 20 guys on season ending IR. It's just Marlon Humphrey just went on it last week. They got nothing in that secondary. I mean, Chuck Clark is their best player back there now. It is just not fantastic. And what we really saw, like, Lamar has just been off his game for 3 weeks in a row here. We saw him throw four picks against Cleveland a couple weeks ago. Was that Cincinnati? Whoever it was, he threw four picks. He looked terrible, right? Then he quit. He threw a pick early against Pittsburgh and then said, I'm going to quit putting the ball up, and took seven sacks. So are we going to get interception Lamar? Or are we going to get sacks Lamar? You know, he doesn't have a lot of help in the run game. It's just Devontae Freeman back there with him, who's been okay. So I think we're going to see a pretty decent game out of Myles Garrett here. You know, we saw TJ Watt have 3.5. I think Garrett could do the exact same thing. So I think he wrecks this game and Cleveland wins. So Dallas on the road against the Washington football team here. Who do you like in this game? How do you see it playing?
I'd love to see Washington stay hot. One of the hottest teams in football right now, with Heinicke, Gibson actually getting used as a lead back, getting passing game and running game, which has been great to see. I think this is a Dallas coming out party. We've been waiting for them to get going again. It's a great team to pass against. They got their weapons back in Cooper, Lamb, Gallup, Schultz. They're all there. Running game's a mess. The latest news on Pollard with his injury. You have Zeke. It's banged up. So they're going to have to trust the passing game, you'd imagine. And they got the weapons to do it. So it feels like it's a game where the Cowboys kind of get right and reassert themselves in the NFC East as like the dominant team that they should be. But I would love personally to see Washington stay hot, win a big game at home, put some more pressure on the Cowboys in the East, and see Heinicke. Heinicke has shown up in big games. So I'm really curious to see how this works. That's what I'd like to see. I believe it's Dallas, though.
Yeah. We both picked Dallas in this game, I believe. And this is a game, if you're Dallas, you got to go win it and, you know, just say, hey, look, I'm the guy to beat in this division. It's my division and we're going to win it running away. And I think if they do that, then they do win this division running away. If not, they're now in a dogfight with Washington down to the wire, probably. So, and because that'll make Washington a 5-game winning streak. I mean, ever since they had their bye, they have been outstanding. I mean, they had their, they lost 17-10 to Denver, had their bye week, 29-19 over Tampa Bay, 27-21 over Carolina, 17-15 over Seattle, 17-15 over the Raiders. So they've been keeping games low scoring, but I think that's going to be a tall task to do against Dallas, even without, it looks like without Tony Pollard and Zeke at less than 100% because you got Dak throwing to Lamb and Amari Cooper and Gallup. Now that the receiving core and Schultz, your boy Schultz, now that the receiving core is healthy, I think this is going to be a Dallas stomping, but we'll see. Kansas City versus the Raiders, and I would like to see Kansas City please get on track. Please, for God's sake, throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. Throw the ball to Travis Kelce. Come on.
Yeah, it seems like a broken record. Just like we want to see the Chiefs be the Chiefs. They just, I don't know what it is. I keep saying one of these weeks they're going to do it, and this is a great week to do it because you can pass all over the Raiders if you want. That defense is beat up and exploitable. The Chiefs defense has been playing great. We've seen the Raiders come in there before and play very well. I just want to see the Chiefs do Chiefs things, like dominate. But I'm not confident in it, but that's, I'm going to keep saying it week in and week out. I want to see the Chiefs dominate.
Right. I would love to see them open it up. I'd like to see something different from the Raiders from that nonsense we saw last week against Washington. Give the ball to Jacobs. They're kind of forced to now with Kenyon Drake down. So Darren Waller probably out again in this game. I'd like to see DeSean Jackson get more involved, but I've been barking up that tree with Henry Ruggs for 2 years. So I doubt that it's just going to randomly change on this Sunday, but we'll root for it still. The Seahawks against the Texans, Bub. You just want to see anything else?
Just want to see everybody leave healthy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a good first thought for sure, mm-hmm. is everybody leave healthy. Seattle, I think they're pretty much dead in the water at this point at 4-8.
Right? They got to get Metcalf involved. It's bottom line.
Right. That's what it is for me, is Russell Wilson needs to improve on that win from last week, get that confidence back, you know, because you can win out. You still got a chance to win out and go 9-8 in your 7-game season, but it's going to be a tall task. But this is step one, right? You beat the teams you're supposed to beat. You beat Houston, then they're on the road against LA, then they have the Bears and Lions, and then they're at the Cardinals. So you have two tough games in there. Yeah. The other one should be easy for you. The Texans, Bears, and Lions should be easy. So if you want to keep your playoff hopes alive at all, got to beat down the Texans and got to keep your foot on the gas.
Arizona might have it clinched by then too.
Right. They definitely could. So maybe they're just, packing it in. We get another Colt McCoy game, right? So
which could still win the way we saw him play.
He definitely could. Yeah. How was this one not on Thursday Night Football, Bub? The Jacksonville Jaguars on the road against the Tennessee Titans. I mean, thank God it wasn't. You know, I know I'm disappointed in how Thursday Night Football ended here, but I don't know if I could do another Jacksonville-Tennessee Thursday Night game. Those games are miserable.
I knew which game you were going to say before you even said it, when you said it should be on Thursday night. So it should be Color Rush, too. It should be the whole thing. But, it's if I thought Seattle-Houston was bad, this is one of those, like, I know you talked about it on Line Star. It'd be good to see Tannehill do something, that's for sure. But they've lost so many players. Like, they're a shell of their former team. It's a game they still need to win regardless of the situation because it's Jacksonville. So I guess I'll stay strong in what I say week in and week out besides get James Robinson the football. That'd be really nice. Is I just want to see Urban Meyer lose painfully. That's just my tradition. Just give me Urban Meyer pain. That's what I'm here for.
This game actually has a surprising amount that I want to see in it. This game, I think, is going to be better than Seattle and Houston just as far as closeness and excitement and all that stuff. But I want to see the Titans change this offense. And I've harped on this all week long, but they keep trying to do the Derrick Henry playbook without Derrick Henry. The problem is, how many Derrick Henrys are there in the league? One. There are no other backs that are like, who's the closest to being Cook. Like Derrick Henry? Cook?
Cook if healthy. He's
and
close.
Cook doesn't have near the size that Derrick Henry does.
But
so,
like the
right.
I guess the volume he could do.
Yeah. Chubb also.
Chubb's a good one. Chubb's
you throw
a very
that
good
in
one.
There. You know, AJ, honestly, AJ Dillon, I think.
Definitely.
Is probably,
definitely. Yeah. Dillon is the prototype. You're 100% right. Definitely not Saquon Barkley.
And he's not even. Okay. He's not even as big as Derrick Henry.
No one's as big as Derrick Henry.
No, like, nobody's. He's a linebacker playing running back.
Nothing beats that picture of camp with him standing next to the former Patriots.
Mark Ingram.
No, it wasn't Ingram. It was they're in Titans practice, and they had the backup running back that used to play for New England a couple years ago. That came in like Deion Lewis.
Oh, Deion Lewis. Yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
You're like, these guys are the same species. You know, it's one of those for sure. Have you ever seen the Rodrigo Blankenship and DK Metcalf standing next to each other picture? Yeah,
that's a good one, too.
It looks like a little kid asking for an autograph.
Those ones are worse than the old Aaron Judge Altuve ones we've seen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Aaron Judge 6'9", just giant. But yeah, look, I want to see the Titans change up this offense, right? It has not been working without Derrick Henry. And Ryan Tannehill, if you let him make plays, will make plays. You're the Tannehill guy. I shouldn't have to be preaching this.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I know this. They're starting to make me feel like Adam Gase is calling the offense again in Miami. The way they're treating them. It's bad. It's really bad.
Right. So, this game, that's what I want to see. I would love to see LaVisca get more involved, but I feel like I'm beating a dead horse there. I've said that a million weeks in a row, and it quit trying to make fetch happen, right? It ain't going to happen. I mean, I want to see LaVisca get more involved. I would love to see Trevor Lawrence run the ball. Why? Like, let him try. You know, I don't understand. I know this is a little two kid gloves. You know, you don't want to get hurt, blah, 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 blah. You don't want him to break his fragile ego, all that stuff. Well, if his ego is that fragile, maybe he's not the quarterback for you, is what I would say. But we got to take a break. When we come back, we will end out the rest of the games on Sunday and the Monday night game. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welch
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody, in this league on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. Scott Bogman here with Casey Bubba. We're talking about week 14 and what we want to see out of these matchups. And we are going to roll right into the biggest game of the week, the one that everybody wants to see, Bub. New Orleans on the road against the New York Jets. Just can't wait to see Zach Wilson throw for 125 yards, a touchdown, and three picks, and Taysom Hill get benched somewhere in the middle of the second quarter in favor for Trevor Siemian, or maybe just Alvin Kamara runs Wildcat the whole game. This game looks like insanity to me. This is a game you play on Madden, and you just have no idea who's going to win it. You know, the Saints are a 5.5-point road favorite. They should dominate this game. I just have a weird feeling that's not gonna, I don't know. How do you see this game playing out?
It's weird because you got Ingram and the other backup running back on COVID. You have Elijah Moore likely out. So you got Jamison Crowder there because Corey Davis is out for the year. You have Zach Wilson. You have Mallet Finger Hill. You have Kamara back for the first time in God knows how long. They should make a rule going into this game. They should agree. No kicking. Let's just see where things go. Like, let's just see how bad this can possibly be. And
like, if you could turn off kicking in Madden, something like that.
That's what I'm saying. No punts, no field goals. We're going for it on fourth down. So we're playing this thing out and seeing what the final score is between these quarterbacks. That's what I want to see. It's a bad game. It's a game that the Saints should win. I agree. The spread's kind of weird with all the injuries and all that and whatnot. And I guess as long as Zach Wilson's there, it's still a Saints game to win. But it's a bad one. We have a lot of bad games this week.
There are a lot of bad games. So, you know, we're trying to stay positive. I tell you what I actually want to see. I want to see Zach Wilson win a game. I want to see him go out there and will his team to victory. That's what I want. They're 3-9 this season. They're not great, but this is I know the Saints are 5-7, right? They're not the same without Drew Brees, even broken Drew Brees, right? And I think, you know, this is looking at the ghost of Christmas future for Pittsburgh without Ben Roethlisberger, right? Like, everyone talks about how washed and terrible he is. But watch Mason Rudolph play football, man, and tell me that Big Ben is washed compared to him. You know, I'll take 50-year-old Ben Roethlisberger over current Mason Rudolph at any point. So, you know, I want to see Zach Wilson go out and win a game. Because I believe in him. I still really think he can be a good quarterback, but you got to show something, man. You got to show some spark of something because, you know, when Mike White was in there, they talked about potentially giving this game, this team, the keys to the franchise to Mike White instead of their first round quarterback that they drafted, yeah. Which is now after you see Mike White start a second game, you go, okay, maybe we were thinking a little too far ahead, you know, there, but I want to see him go and will his team to victory. I mean, would I bet on it to happen? Not with your money, bub. So, but I want to see it happen.
Yeah, so. Magic Mike played well. I can't remember the other guy. That's
Josh been on Johnson.
Josh Johnson's been on a million football teams. He played well. They both looked better than Wilson.
Dude, I would take Josh Johnson over Mason Rudolph.
It's really amazing. It shows how goofy the NFL is that he hasn't gotten more of a run. I know he's had chances, but they've been on such bad football teams, like such bad teams.
Right.
I know it's probably not true, but I'd like to see, like, put him on the Niners.
Right.
Just let me see what he can do.
Right. Like, Broncos. Give me a team. Right. Yeah. A team that's just short a quarterback.
Yeah. Just let me see what he can do.
I'm with you, man. I'm absolutely with you. Two old quarterbacks, Atlanta Falcons on the road against the Carolina Panthers here. I want to see what's going to happen in the backfield between Ameer Abdullah and Chuba Hubbard. I think that's number one. I would love to see DJ Moore get back on track. I don't care what happens to Robbie Anderson. I like to see Terrace Marshall get more of a shot. But he has not earned it. Zylstra's been better than him, although I think Zylstra's on the IR now. But it's a mess in Carolina. So I'd like to see a semblance of an offense. I'd also like to understand why Cordarrelle Patterson, after playing so well early in the year, is getting less than 50% of snaps every week. But outside of that, there's not a lot I want to see in this game. It's ugly.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's definitely a rough one. It's like one we talked about on the Line Star. I either think it's a big shootout, or it's a very, very bad football game. So we've seen these teams do it even when they've been bad in the past. They've made it happen. We've seen the Falcons and the Bucks already have a couple offensive games so far this year. I think it's a good DJ Moore week. Cam coming off the bye week and get kind of things back in gear. DJ Moore and him have a rapport. I talked about DJ Moore's, I believe it was 21 incompletions due to the quarterback so far this year, leads the NFL. So I'm really hoping that we get a good DJ Moore week. And then on the flip side, you know, to keep getting Russell Gage, we get Pitts. Like, what do we got going here? I'm hoping for an offensive game. I'm hoping for a good game in this one, not the boring game that we're going to get from the rest of the league.
Absolutely. I mean, let's see it. I doubt it happens, but I'm pulling for it. Heading to the afternoon slate here, the Lions on the road against the Denver Broncos. How about a winning streak from the Lions? That would be the most fun to see. Javonte Williams getting a big break would be good to see. I would love to see if Teddy Bridgewater can throw the ball down the field to Cortland Sutton. Please. Do it. He ain't going to. He never does. Throw it to somebody, for Christ's sake. Teddy's worthless. What do you want to see in this stupid game?
Yeah, the Teddy thing has dried up pretty quickly. Let's hope Javonte gets the role because Gordon's been kind of practicing this week, so that'll be interesting. But yeah,
I think it'll be like 75-25.
I think I'm with you. I think it's another big Javonte week, which it should be. So I'm a big fan of that. On the flip side, it'd be sweet to see the Lions do it. I'm already seeing all the negativity about the Lions can't pass on this Broncos defense, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it matters. The Broncos aren't going to score enough points to make the Lions have to shoot out anyways. So I'd love to see the Lions win a second game. I'm a big PC Principal fan, so give me some of that.
Yeah, Dan Campbell is at least wears it, man. I love that. Yeah,
you got to love a coach like that. I know the teams aren't great, but, man, like he ain't BSing you like a lot of
that's coaches. True. That like, is very true.
He's out there winning or losing with you pretty much.
No mincing words for that guy at all, for sure. Chargers hosting the Giants. Chargers, huge favorites in this game. I don't know if I could. I pick the Giants because I just can't give the Chargers 10 points against anybody. But might be Jake Fromm. Looks like it's trending towards Mike Glennon being the starter, which I don't know if that's better. But, you know, Chargers can't stop the run. So give the damn ball to Saquon 25 times, for Christ's sake, or put him on IR. Like, don't half-ass give him 12 touches. I don't understand this at all, but I think that's exactly what they're going to do because that's what they've done. So yep. I like Booker in this game and Saquon in this game. And I don't know who's going to be able to show up and catch footballs for the Chargers. Yeah. So looks like it could be a big Jalen Guyton, Josh Palmer week. So we'll see. But anything to add in this mess?
No, it just depends on who can play. Like, technically, they're all able to play if they pass their tests, but we don't know at this point in time if it's the Guyton Palmer week. Wow. But
Jared Cook, a nice DFS option.
Yeah, yeah. We like that on the show this week. I think Cook's a great one because he could torch the Giants with a tight end. But it's an interesting game, and the Chargers should win regardless, but the spread, we'll see.
Right. The Niners on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals, and this line has flip-flopped from Bengals barely a favorite to now the Niners favorite by 1.5, 2-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood. A lot of injuries for Cincy. Mixon is a maybe this week with an illness, a non-COVID illness. And, you know, we know Burrow hurt his pinky last week. Debo's in question. Eli Mitchell in question. So there's a lot up in the air. Do you just want to see everyone be healthy and play? Is that basically what we're rooting for here?
I'd like to, because there's a lot of fancy goodness with the guys that are hurt. Right. So that sucks. But regardless, Burrow did practice enough on Thursday to make me happy. I think the Bengals in a big bounce back spot here. The Niners, man, they need Eli bad. They need Debo bad. So I like the Bengals in this one to get things right. And if anything, what I do want to see, I mentioned it before, if these injuries are the way they are, I want to see more Trey Lance.
Yeah, like at least get a package in there with him. You know what I mean? Yeah, a goal line package. Yeah, they've done that a couple times. I don't know why they're not doing it more, right?
They need it more. They need it more because without Debo, without Mitchell, without Wilson, without Mostert, they need a running game. And so there's your guy.
My favorite game of the week, and I think most people's favorite game of the week, probably Buffalo on the road against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, a favorite at home in this game. We just saw Buffalo get outcoached and outwilled on Monday Night Football. You'd like them to respond, but I think the Bucs are the best team in the NFL. So they're not peaking right now, which is good news for Buffalo. So if you catch them, you know, not on their best day, like we say, any given Sunday, any team can win, right? But, I mean, the Bucs, I think they get back to giving the ball to Leonard Fournette since Brady's been throwing some picks here. And just we saw Buffalo get gashed for 222 rushing yards last week. So I think they might have got a little bit blueprinted in that weird weather. So let's see if Tampa Bay can't one-up Bill Belichick and run the ball 50 times. And throw the ball once and win. I mean, they'll never do that. No one's that dumb. But I want to see Tampa Bay and specifically Lenny roll. And it's the same stuff for Buffalo. I just want to see Josh Allen play a complete game. I don't know that he's done that many times this year. So he's going to have to start peaking. It's time. It's Esther, get off the pot time for him. What do you want in this game, bub?
Yeah, Buffalo bouncing back would be great to see. I'm not saying Tampa Bay is going to win. Like, I'm pretty confident in that one. But Buffalo, I want to see them bounce back, make it a football game, make it 38-35. Make it a fun, close football game. Lenny's going to get his for sure, but Brady will do Brady things. As you said, they haven't peaked yet, but they are the best team in football. They are going to be probably going to the Super Bowl, the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be very terrifying there. But Buffalo needs this game. They have to win this game. Otherwise, you know, New England's already the number one seed. The Dolphins are chipping right behind them on their bye week right now. Like, the Dolphins could potentially move into like second place in the East here if Buffalo keeps scooting back, and that's going to make things really entertaining. So Buffalo needs this game more than Tampa Bay does. I just think Tampa Bay gets it because they're a better football team, and Tom Brady, he lives for moments like this. He lives for moments to remind the up-and-coming player that he's still daddy. So this is a game that he really wants to win.
Sunday Night Football, the Bears at the Packers here. I want to see Justin Fields put up a fight. I don't expect the Bears to win, but I want to see Justin Fields put up a fight. After all the I own you stuff and all that from Rodgers, I don't think, speaking of daddy and all that stuff, I don't think it's going to happen, but I want to see Justin Fields go out there and at least give the Packers and Packer Nation a scare. It's doubtful in Green Bay in a night game in December that's going to happen, but what do you want to see in this one, Bub?
I'm 100% with you. I like rooting for Fields. Heck of a ball player. It's been fun to watch when healthy. So I like him to go back to using him in the way that uses his talents the best, like we saw before he got hurt.
Right.
So give us some Fields in this game, because you can beat this Green Bay defense. That's not a problem. So give us some Fields, maybe throwing some deep ones to Mooney and whatnot, and see what happens there. in the end, Rodgers will do his thing, coming off the bye week, letting that foot heal a little bit, still banged up, but that's big. Jones coming back. You can still run A.J. Dillon. This Bears team does not scare me at all. So Packers are going to do things. They're going to go Pack go on Sunday night, but I'd love to see Fields put another good primetime game for us. He's done it once already this year. Give us a second one. Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun.
Primetime Monday Night Football, Rams at the Cardinals. I just want to see a shootout, man. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a fun NFC West battle here. I want to see a shootout and a come down to the end. I want to see what we saw on Thursday, right?
100%. I love an NFC West showdown, and I'd love to see Arizona come out on top, because I think it's time for Kyler to kind of be the guy, and this is a great way to do it, because the Rams, everybody loves, and I think they have more firepower than most teams. But I think the Cardinals are the better football team and the better offensive talent in the end. I'd like to see Kyler show that at home on Monday Night Football. That'd be pretty sweet to see.
It would be a lot of fun to see. When we come back, we'll end out the three-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in This League.
In the dark.
You guys hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It's the end of the three-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. And please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. Please check us all out on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports, at BDN Trick, at Is It The Welsh. Kind of going to end on a somber note here. I mean, right as the Thursday Night Football game ended, we got reports that Demaryius Thomas has passed away at the age of 33, former Broncos wide receiver, Super Bowl champion. Just a great NFL player. We have no idea what the cause of this. Doesn't really matter. It's just terrible news, Bub. And do you have like a Demaryius Thomas moment or anything? Did you have him on fantasy teams? Like, what do you remember the most about DT?
Well, like you go back to college. I know you probably remember from college in the triple option at Georgia Tech. He still shined as an absolute monster, which just showed how good he was.
Him and Calvin. Those are the two guys. Yeah.
That's what I say. He was mini Megatron. Like Calvin went and then DT came out and everyone was like, this is Calvin-esque. And he did it with the Broncos. Like on Broncos teams that weren't great, they weren't bad. Like he had the year with Peyton and some other stuff, but
won the Super Bowl 2016. Yeah,
he was
Peyton.
I thought, man, now I have to go back. I got to work Super Bowl Media Day in San Jose when it was the Broncos Panthers game. And I interviewed a lot of those guys. Now I'm curious if I got to him or not. Yeah, he was one of those unstoppable guys. Like we talk about different receivers week in and week out. He's one dude that's just a beast.
Yeah, he was. I mean, what I will always remember about him is him torching Ike Taylor to win that playoff game with Tim Tebow. Right. So, I mean, that is burned in my brain forever because everyone says, well, Tebow won a playoff game and it was against my team, of course. Yeah. But I mean, DT. You know, I never heard a crossword about him, man. Like he was always just a fun guy and, you know, a outstanding wide receiver in the NFL and just unfortunate, man.
That this social stuff media happens. Right now, all his former teammates are like just putting awesome stuff out. It's like there was nothing bad about the guy.
Right. Exactly. So rest in peace, Demaryius. You will absolutely be missed. Just terrible thing that happened here. So look, we hope your week is better. And we will see you guys next week in This League on the Sports Grid. Out. See you guys later.